Personally, in my life, I've never seen it. I've never seen somebody in a wheelchair get up and walk. I've never seen a deaf ear open. Never seen blind eyes open. But it's happening all over the world. But it's not happening here in our churches. It's not happening here in America. We have too much stuff in our lives. Too much junk in our lives. My wife's from Mexico, as a lot of y'all know. Y'all don't know the backstory about that. She came to Mexico to get a green card and get kids, and you know, I gave her that, and now she doesn't need me anymore, so. I told her if she ever leaves me, I'm going with her, though. So. I got the better end of that deal, that's for sure. But a few years ago, we went to the Mexico to visit. It was the first time that I've ever been out of the country. And flew down there, and you know, in my mind, I was thinking, I was like, man, that, you know, it's like, you see the videos or, you know, those magazines like Cancun, you know, all the resorts and beaches and all that stuff. And I'm like, man, this could be awesome, you know, lay on the beach, yeah. You know, eat all the seafood, you know. But we got down there, and it is a totally different world. And I was shocked to my very core. Shocked. I was talking to the evangelist a few weeks ago. I was talking to him about how it is, the life, poverty over there in Eastern Europe, Russia. And I started talking about Mexico a little bit. And you don't know the backstory about it, but Dasa's father had to quit school in third grade because his father passed away, was lost at sea. He was 9 years old, had to support his family. 9 years old. Chantry, how old are you? 10. How would you feel if you had to support your family starting tomorrow? 9 years old, and that fell on him to support his family. He was successful, made a successful business, fisherman. They weren't rich. They were well off, you know, Mexican standards. Hurricane comes out, wipes them out, down to nothing. Five people, was it four or five, babe? Four or five people living in a one-room shack. No bedrooms, no living room, kitchen, bathrooms. One room. My wife said she would stick cardboard in the bottom of her shoes so she could walk. Feet wouldn't get tore up. Neighbor was to bring them food to eat. They didn't have anything. That's where my wife came from. We were down there. We were just driving around. We went to Chichen Itza. It's a Mayan ruin, kind of doing some tourist stuff, seeing sights. Driving through the jungle. Wood huts. Wood huts. Not a wood. A circle. Straw, grass, for a ceiling. Dirt floor. That's what people lived in. People still live. 2014, I think we went. People still living. Grass huts. Dirt floor. I am blessed. I am blessed. I have a nice house, nice car, good job. Have food on our table, clothes on our backs. I am not rich. I'm not wealthy. I'm okay. But I am blessed beyond measure. We are all blessed beyond measure. And that is why that we, well, I'm sorry, let me back up. The reason that they have the moves of God that they do is because they literally have to depend upon God to survive, to live, have to depend upon God. We have too much junk in our lives here. Put God on the back shelf. Only take him down when it's convenient. Got money? Got food? Got clothes? Got my little 4G phone? Got my iPad? Got my little toys? I don't need God. I'm healthy. I don't need God. That is the mindset of our nation right now. We don't need God, because we have everything at our fingertips. We have got to get rid of the clutter in our lives and put God back where he belongs. He has to be first in our lives. It is your choice this day, because your eternity depends on it. I remember that message you preached, Pastor, several years ago. You had a rope about 50 feet long. He had tape on one end of it. It was like blue. It was this, you know, your childhood. And then he had white, a little bit longer, and a couple inches. And then that was your midlife. And then different color tape, shorter. It was your old life, senior life. And then the rest of it was eternity. He said, this much, you live in this much for that. You choose this much for the rest. Your eternity depends on your choice today. Do not leave this place. I beg you, do not leave this place. If you even have just a hint of doubt, if you walked out that door and you died walking out that door, if you even have a doubt of where you're going, do not leave this place without coming to this altar. Because eternity is forever. It will never end. It is a lake of fire burning forever, a feeling of falling, wailing and gnashing of teeth, burnt flesh, the smell of burnt flesh. You will burn in hell forever. This is a forever choice. But I have good news. John 14, 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, that you may be also. There is an alternative to death and hell. It's heaven and it's Jesus. Your forever choice has the best place in the eternity in the universe to be with the Creator, to serve Him forever. This is your choice. I open these altars. I beg you, if there's even a hint, make this right before this day ends. Make it right. Know where you will spend your forever. Your forever choice. Know where it spends. Spend it.